everyone. How many people are glad to be out in the sunny day today? Glad the sun's shining and it's not raining. I'm just excited this morning, and I just want to share with everybody that even though it's summertime, it's not been quiet around here. And I am also learning the true meaning of being a pastor, because this week I've learned that ministry can be painful. Rollerblading is a good ministry, but it does hurt sometimes. And last night, I just want to pass this on. Last night we had our bonfire with the 18 to 25 years old, 5-year-old. And we had a wonderful time at Little Red. 12 people showed up, and it was a good time. There was different people from different churches, and it was just a time to get together and get to know each other. And I had a great time, but I want to apologize because I am allergic to smoke, but I also love fires, so I just could not stay away from the fire. So my voice is a little raspy this morning, and I probably will be clearing my throat lots. So that's where that's coming from, as well as being nervous. But anyway, I just wanted to share that things are going great. DVBS is coming up next week, and anyone that wants to, if you even have a free morning or something and you just want to pop in and see what's going on, we'd love to have you. So if you can't help for all week, you can come out for one day, and that would be appreciated as well. So we have lots of things to pray for this morning. There's positive things. There's been grandchildren born, and the group went off to serve, and Pastor Devin is on holidays, so there's lots of positive things, but there's lots of people that need to be lifted up in prayer as well, because I recognize that there's a lot of families in the church who have had loss or who have had illness this week, and we'll just lift them up in prayer. And I just want to say, too, that we had prayer meeting on Wednesday night, and we had a smaller turnout, but we spent 2 hours just spending time with the Lord and just lifting up each of the people on the list in prayer. So anyone in the future, if anyone does have a prayer request and they see that the prayer meeting is coming up, feel free to just call the office and let us know of your prayer needs. Okay? And now we'll just come to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for all that you have given us, Lord. And I just thank you for the blessings of new grandchildren, Lord, and for the blessings of holidays, Lord. And just the fact that the group of 11 could go to Victoria, Lord, and that they could serve you this week. And I just pray that you would bless them, Lord, and just touch their lives and help them to touch other people's lives as well, Lord. And God, at this time, I just pray for each of those people on the back of our bulletin that have a health need, Lord. And some of them, Father, have been ill for longer periods of time. And I just pray that you would give them peace, Father, and give them strength, and give their families strength and wisdom, Lord, because I know it can be very trying. And Lord, at this time, we lift up to you Rose and Inga and Ken, and Nestor and Jenny, Lord, and Bruce and Murray and Hertha, Father, and Shirley and Nathan and Lori and Megan. God, you know the needs in those families. You know the healing that is needed, whether it be physical or spiritual, Lord. And I just pray that this morning that you would let each of those people feel your presence, God, that they would just know that they've been prayed for and that they are being lifted up and they are being loved, Lord. And I just pray for those that can't be with us this morning, God. I pray for Vince and for Herman and Peter, Lord, and you know their situation, and I just pray that you would touch them this morning, Lord, and just draw them close to you. And Lord, for Mary and Annette and Elizabeth and Sophie, that their health and their age is not allowing them to come out with us this morning, I just pray that you would bless them as well. And Lord, I just pray that you would bless our time together this morning, and just help us to focus on you, Lord, and just be able to praise you this morning, and I ask this in your name. Amen. This week has been an interesting week, being the only pastoral staff in the office, and I was preparing for prayer meeting, and I was preparing for my sermon, and I thought, okay, I'm going to go through this, I'm going to get one thing done, and then I'm going to move on to something else, and I'll get each thing done in a compartment and go through it orderly. And I realized, you know, how can I leave, like, especially after Wednesday night when we had our prayer meeting, I thought, how can I leave the concerns and the hurt of these people that we have prayed for tonight. How can I put them in a box and leave them there and move on to something else? And so as I went through my week, I had several contact with several people. Some of it was by chance and some of it was planned. But as the week went on, one thing became very clear to me, that there is no one in this world who's not been hurt or has not lost something at one point in time. And we all have experienced that. There's no one that hasn't. And there are certain words that we prefer to avoid. Words like cancer, divorce, suicide, death. And as I sat and thought about it, I realized that not one of us has escaped that. We've each experienced some kind of loss, whether it be the loss of a job, like when we look around the city now, when with Weyerhaeuser leaving, oh, there's been a lot of hurt through that, a lot of lives changed through that, the loss of status, the loss of health, the loss of relationships, or even the loss of dreams. Everyone has lost something. But how, though, as Christians, do we handle these losses? I started thinking about Jesus' life here on earth. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I get so consumed by the fact that he was God that I forget that he actually was human and lived on earth like us and went through everything. Like everybody says, oh, he experienced everything we did. But I often forget that, and I always think that he was above and beyond that. As I was reading, I came to John 11. And that's the chapter in which Lazarus dies. And Jesus shows up a few days later, and everyone is in mourning. But they accuse him, too. They said, if you would have come earlier, this wouldn't have happened. So Jesus has just lost his friend, and now people are upset with him as well. So what did he do? Before he rose Lazarus from the dead, he wept. At this point, he was probably feeling overwhelmed, heartbroken, and almost rejected. He had let the people that he loved down. He wept tears along with the crowd of mourners. He shared in their loss. I find it comforting to know that Jesus cried. It gives me permission to cry, too. If the Son of God can cry, then I think it's okay for each of us to cry as well. I am reading a book called I Know You Are Hurting, and it's by Lauren Stratford. And she's a woman that has gone through an amazing amount. She grew up in a home where she was used in satanic rituals and a lot of abuse and everything. And she had a whole chapter on tears. But one quote that came out that really came through to me was, words become barriers to communication when feelings are locked deeply within a wounded heart. The heart wants to speak, but the mind cannot form thoughts into words. So the spirit of the heart takes over and says it all through tears. And Chuck Swindoll also expressed it, that a teardrop on earth summons the King of Heaven. Tears, for me, have a way of opening the communication to God. Feel free to let your tears flow and let the pain out. Jesus did. I searched some more, and God led me to the Garden of Gethsemane. I was looking for a passage, and I was going, what example can I use? And I kept on getting this Gethsemane, and I was like, what does that have to do with this? And then I realized that as I came to work, and I flipped through, and I read all four Gospels, and I realized the different accounts through that it became clear that Jesus was asked to do the hardest thing anyone's ever been asked to do. He was asked to give up his life. And even though he knew that he had to do that because that was part of God's plan and that was how we would be saved, it was still hard for him. He did not want to do that. And I can't even imagine that, because when God asks me to give up something little, I start putting the brakes on. So I can't imagine God asking me to give up my life. And Jesus knew that he had to die, but he still said, if you are willing, take this cup from me, but not my will, but yours be done. That was Luke 22:42. At this point of anguish, what did Jesus do? He cried out to God for help. He prayed and prayed and cried. This, Jesus, the Son of God, seeking his Father's wisdom and guidance. How often do we feel that way, crying out to God because we see no end to our circumstances? Running to our Father should be the first reaction in times of trouble, but we're human, and we often fail to and struggle to do it alone. And that is where we, as a Christian body, come in to carry others through. How many of you have ever felt alone? Like there was no one else on this earth that understands you, that what you were going through at that point in time was just so big that you felt that no one could connect with you at all. Firstly, when we get to that point, we need to remember that Jesus cares. In Joshua 1:5, he promised, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." And hard as it is, in these lonely times, we need to reach out. It's probably the hardest thing to do. But if we don't tell people that we are hurting and no one knows that we are hurting, then they will not know that we need them. And it's so easy in our lives, we get this little tunnel vision going and we think only of what's going on with us. And somebody can be hurting beside us and we don't notice that. And so I encourage each of you to reach out and to share. If something's bothering you, reach out to someone and let them know. Let somebody pray with you. And I just encourage each of you, if you don't feel safe talking to somebody else in the congregation, feel free to come to the office, give us a call, or just come in. And we will pray with you, and we can get you connected with somebody that can help you support you through your rough time. And how does that involve the rest of you, you ask? And how can you help? As somebody, each of you sitting here, what can you do? You can help by being alert and discerning to those around you. You can invite a new person to stay for coffee after church, or say hello to someone you haven't talked to for a while. When you ask, "How are you?" really mean it. And be prepared that somebody might actually respond with something other than okay. Send a card to someone to cheer them up, or a little thinking of you gift. Invite someone new out to lunch, share a smile, share a hug. And just think, how would you like to have been treated when you walk through your rough spot and your time of loss? And pray that God will give you the ability to sense someone else's hurt and be able to give them the gift of yourself. Now we're going to watch a video, a little video clip on that kind of is a continuation of what I was trying to say. So basically, whatever you are going through this morning, I just want you to remember that God is there with you, and that we as a church family are there beside you and are willing to support you. And all we need to do is just to reach out and reach out for one another. And now I'm going to close with a song. It's by Ginny Owens, and a friend gave me this CD. And apparently this lady is blind, and she's had quite a few obstacles in her life, but she hasn't let that stop her from her ministry. So if you can just listen to the words of the song. Thank you.
broken and the signs are hungry, and I don't know the reason why you brought me here. But just because you love me the way that you do, I'm gonna walk through the valley if you want me to. Cause I'm not who I was when I took my first step, and I'm clinging to the promise you're not through with me yet. So if all of these trials bring me closer to you, then I will go through the fire if you want me to. I'm all by myself, and I can't hear you answer my cries for help. I'll remember the suffering your love put you through, and I will go through the valley if you
the service for today. We will have the cake and the farewell for Brian and Rose in the gymnasium. But if anyone would like to take some time and to pray, I'll be in the prayer room, and if anybody wants to come and pray, or else they can just come to the front of the church. And there will be elders and myself, so if anyone cares to come and pray, they may. And I'll just close in prayer now. And dear God, I just thank you so much that you are there with us no matter what burden we bear. And I just pray for each person here this morning, Lord. You know what each person is bearing, and you know where each person has been and where they are going, Lord. And I just pray that you will just make your presence so evident this morning, Lord, that you'll let each person know that they're not alone, that you are there, Lord, and that we also as a church family are here for them as well. And I just pray that you would bless the week ahead of us, God, and that you would just open our eyes to the needs of those around us, and that you'll just walk with each of us this week and bring us safely back here next week. And I ask this in your name. Amen.